Production of The Sound of Young America is underwritten in part by Ask Metafilter. Thousands of life's little questions answered. Online at ask.metafilter.com.
I'm Jesse Thorne, live on tape from my house in Los Angeles. It's The Sound of Young America from MaximumFun.org and PRI, Public Radio International.
Hugh Moore is a stand-up comic from Los Angeles. He's also been a writer on shows like Chocolate News on Comedy Central and The Lyricist Lounge Show on MTV, among others. We recorded him live on stage at the Benson Ball in Washington, D.C.
All right, yes. How's it going, boys and girls? Yeah, woo! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah, check out my fake enthusiasm. How you like it? Yeah. I am never this enthused. You can ask my friends. So I'm getting old, boys and girls. I am getting old. This is how I know I'm getting old. Every concert I want to go to, there are always tickets left. Every concert. I'm on the phone. I'm like, oh, so you still have Cool Moe D tickets left. Oh, really? Oh, front row? It starts in 5 minutes. That's how I know I'm getting old. I will jump from subject to subject because, I don't know, I left my segues in the hotel room. I'm not an animal lover. I'm not an animal hater either. I'm like in the middle, you know. I'm not like, yeah, animals, protect the animals. And then I'm not like, let's play baseball with kittens, pitch. I'm in the middle. And my point is, if you have a fur coat and this looks like a fur coat rocking crowd, wear it with pride. You know why? Because if animals could wear us, they would. It'd be a mink and a bear talking to each other, and the mink would be like, oh, man, Mr. Bear, you're doing your thing. I like this jacket. Oh, yeah, what is this, Puerto Rican skin? No, it's Dominican. All right, I stand corrected. All right, you got me. I like it, though. It's fly. Got the freckles on the shoulders showing off. Beautiful. Got the African-American boots to match. Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, these African-American boots are amazing, man. These are the dark-skinned ones. I got the light-skinned ones at the crib. Yeah, man, I love these boots. No matter what I do in them, they just don't crack. Yeah, they're 40, but they look 19. I actually have friends in L.A. who say this to me. They say they love animals more than they love humans. And it's crazy to me to say something like that, but I kind of understand. You know why they say that? Because animals haven't screwed them over the way humans have. You know, you'll never hear two guys talking, they're like, hey, man, yeah, the game was great. Hold up. Look at that Great Dane over there. Yeah, my wife left me for a Great Dane like that. Hate those dogs. You never hear a guy say, man, this raccoon messed my taxes up. Never let a nocturnal animal do your taxes. It just doesn't work. I will never shoot dice with an invertebrate again. They're cheaters. You guys watch Kung Fu movies? You know what's crazy about Kung Fu movies? At the end, they show credits. Like as people at home going, oh, wow. I didn't know Fao Ling Wu played as Chow Ling Wei. I thought it was Duck Fang Wu. Where have I been? You know what's funny about that joke? I did it on television once, and I wanted to make sure that, because it would be offensive to me to make up Asian names, and every name I typed in Google is a real name. Try it. Just think of something and type it in. It's all real names, which is great for me. It took a lot of work. So I'm happy about that. My daughter is six. I have a six-year-old girl. And the other day, she pulled me to the side and asked me if I thought there would be a time when we would have a white president. You know, I had the lotto of folks, I'm sorry. You know, I was like, well, you know, if this country can get its shit together, you know, maybe we'll be open-minded enough one day to put a white guy in here. No, but I'm happy with Obama. I like how he ran his campaign. He's a genius. Because I never saw a black guy run. And, well, you know, when Jesse Jackson ran, you knew he was going to lose. This guy run. He rhymes in his speeches. You can't vote for a rhymer. There's no professional. If you rhyme, we're going to respect you a little bit more because you rhyme. You know, maybe poet or rapper, but nothing else. You know, if your heart surgeon rhymed, if your heart surgeon's like, I'm going to open up the arteries so you can go back to partying. Like, wait a minute. I want the other doctor, the one that doesn't rhyme. Obama's doing great, though, man. He's trying to save the auto industry. This is what I think we should do. Let's just be logical here. Why is the auto industry messed up? Because we're not buying cars. Why aren't we buying cars? Because they're expensive. So why don't they just make a cheap car? You know, like a $300 car. You know, something made out of cardboard. The engine doesn't need gas. The engine should be made out of... Remember when you were little, those cars you could pull back and let go? Make a big version of that car. You know, then your friends are like, hey, man, can you give me a lift down to 96th Street? Sure, if you push me up to 153rd Street. That's what we should do, boys and girls. You know how you can tell if a chick is crazy? And, you know, a lot of my friends, they hook up with girls, and then she's crazy. You should have, you know, found out ahead of time. This is how you know if a chick is crazy. If you call her crazy jokingly, but she seriously responds, she's crazy. If you're like, ha ha, oh my goodness, that's so funny. You're crazy, girl. No, I'm not. Why would you say that? Well, you know, you said something funny. Well, then say I'm funny. Because I have not been diagnosed as crazy. I take my meds every day. You know what got me at Michael Jackson's funeral? The part that really touched me was when Marlon Jackson said, maybe now they'll leave you alone. That really got me. What would have been funny is if he would have said, maybe now they'll leave you alone and start fucking with me. Hit it! I'm out of here, folks. Thank you.
You can find comedian Hugh Moore on MySpace Comedy at myspace.com/Hugh Moore.